In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Were it not for St. Vladimir, whose memory we keep this day, were it not for St. Vladimir, you and I would, in all likelihood, not be here this morning. It's not that St. Vladimir started this parish, of course, but in a very real way, what he did for his own soul can still be felt in this parish today. St. Vladimir, as you probably have heard, brought Orthodoxy to Russia. And in bringing Orthodoxy to Russia, it has found its way to America. And in finding its way to America, it has found its way to Redford, into this parish, a beacon on a hill shining forth with the light of Christ. Were it not for St. Vladimir, you and I would not be here today. But it is very important for us to remember just how St. Vladimir came to Orthodoxy. He did not come to the Holy Orthodox faith as many of you came to the Orthodox faith. He was not born and raised in an Orthodox household. In fact, at that time, Russia was not even an Orthodox land. But like some of us in the room today, though certainly on a much greater scale, St. Vladimir had to go in search of the truth. He had to go and search for the way that leads to the kingdom of heaven. And so, as history has recorded for us, St. Vladimir sent his emissaries out to find the church, the faith that all of his people should profess. And so in the year 987, these emissaries began their exploration. And their goal was actually quite interesting. Their goal was to see Islam and Judaism and Roman Catholicism and also the Orthodox Church. Part of the account of the report of those emissaries back to St. Vladimir went like this. When we journeyed among the Bulgars, we beheld how they worshipped in their temple, which was called a mosque. While they stand, they also bow, they sit down, they look here and there, and there is no happiness among them, but instead only sorrow. Their religion is not good, wrote these emissaries. Then they went among the Roman Catholic Germans. Of course, from the Roman Catholic Germans, we now have the Protestant Church in the world today. And they saw them, as they said, performing many ceremonies in their temple, but we beheld no glory there. Finally, they went to Greece. And the Greeks, including the emperor himself, led us, wrote these emissaries, to the edifices where they worship their God. And we knew not whether we were in heaven or on earth. We knew not whether we were in heaven or on earth. For on earth, wrote these emissaries, there is no such splendor or such beauty, and we are at a loss to describe it. We only know that God dwells there among men, and their service is far fairer than the ceremonies of other nations. We cannot, wrote these emissaries, we cannot forget that beauty. Some of you have maybe heard that story before. But what it means, of course, is that orthodoxy, at least for St. Vladimir, and so also for all of us, is not just one of many options in life. Holy orthodoxy is not just, as it's been said sometimes, an Eastern version of the Roman Catholic Church. In fact, orthodoxy is not even just an ancient version of the Protestant Church. Orthodoxy is not just a fuller version of Judaism. And it's not simply a Christianized version of Islam. We have kids. No, there was something far different and distinct and unique about orthodoxy. In a single word, it was heaven. Remember how those emissaries reported back to St. Vladimir. He didn't talk about how smart the Orthodox were or how brilliant their theology was. In fact, those emissaries didn't tell St. Vladimir a single thing about what the Orthodox Church believes, teaches, or confesses. And yet, in telling him what they told him, he learned all that he needed to know. When we are there, we don't know if we are in heaven or on earth. And so, friends, there is more to the Orthodox faith, more to our belief, and more to the church than what can be found in books. But our faith is a tangible, touchable, incarnational. It is a fleshly faith. It is a faith that looks a certain way and sounds a certain way and smells a certain way. It is a faith that calls our entire person, our bodies and our souls. It calls our entire person back home to the Garden of Eden where we all belong. And this, dear friends, matters for all of us in this place today. There was a time when telling your friends about the Orthodox Church meant simply telling them what they believed, what we believed. But those times are no more. In today's world, people don't think the way they used to think. People today are simply not interested in those things, at least not initially. But I would suggest to all of you that that is good news. In fact, that is right in our sweet spot. Because Holy Orthodoxy is the most energizing, exciting, amazing, beautiful, aesthetic, and otherworldly church one could ever be a part of. And the voice of the shepherd, as Jesus says in today's gospel, he is still calling out for his sheep. The voice of the shepherd has never stopped. The door to the sheepfold is open, and there is room for plenty more. And you and I, what we must do is give people a reason to want to enter in. I read a statistic the other day that said that of all people in the United States who are unchurched, meaning they don't belong to a church, 87% of them said that they would attend a church if someone simply invited them. 87% of the people in the United States who don't have a church would attend a church if somebody simply asked them. And of those 87%, only 2% said that they had ever been asked to attend church with their friend. I don't know about other parishes, but I can tell you this much. That is not who we are at St. Innocent. They knew not whether they were in heaven or on earth. That is what they told St. Vladimir. And that, dear friends, is what we should be telling our friends too. When we go there, we don't know if we are in heaven or on earth, because this is the place to be healed. This is the place of beauty. This is the place where heaven and earth meet, and you and I are better off for having come. Through the prayers of all the saints, especially on this day, St. Vladimir, may God strengthen us, that we too might bear a message that would forever change the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.